Many successful professionals and entrepreneurs fail to prioritize their personal life. What happens is that they are business first and work first because that's what matters most to them in their eyes. Except what happens is that everything else, like household chores and other personal responsibilities, like maybe your friends or your family social gathering, tend to go at the bottom of the to-do list and ultimately probably never get done. And over time, this continues to add up and add up. And as you continue to pursue more of your profession or more of your business, you have less and less of a personal life. That's not what we want to strive for, because then all you're doing is living to work, and you shouldn't be living to work. Work should be a part of your life, but there's so much more to life as well. Hence having a separation between personal and professional life. So I'm here to tell you why your approach to time management currently isn't working and you're actually a lot more unproductive than you think you are, and how if we combine time management strategies with energy management strategies, you'll find yourself being not only a lot more productive, but also a lot more fulfilled in the way that you live your life and spend your time. So if this is sounding like something you're interested in, then keep on watching for my tips and tricks on becoming more productive and actually living your life on your own terms. First, let's talk about productivity. Traditionally speaking, when you think of productivity, you think of the output that comes from inputs. So the more efficient you are with your inputs, the more outputs you can create, and you are thus more productive. But the thing with that definition of productivity, the reason that it's a little bit narrow-minded is because it enables us to think that productivity is only related to work activities, when really, productivity spans our entire life. Any moment that you are spending time doing an activity, whether it's work-related, personal-related, etc., you have an opportunity to be as productive as possible. Therefore, making the most of the moment, if you will, being efficient. And so what I like to think about it as is I like to consider productivity as making the most of your experiences, no matter what they are, and being able to do that in a consistent manner. And if you can do that, you are therefore living a productive life. Because when you think about it, if you're productive at work, you should actually also be productive in your personal life. And if one of those are neglected, then are you really being productive, or are you simply really good at focusing your time in one area and not so good on the other side? So that's what I mean by actually redefining what we consider to be productivity. And then with that, how does that tie to time management? Well, if we're talking about productivity in terms of our entire lives, not just our work life or our professional life, then time management is crucial because we want to make sure that we're actually able to get things done in all areas of our life. So if you have the appropriate time management strategies and tools, you're enabling productivity and therefore enabling efficiency. And efficiency is important in life because the idea of life efficiency, at least in my view, is that it maximizes your time to live your life on your own terms, which means you get to decide how you spend your life. The more of that kind of time you maximize, the more productive you are, therefore the more efficient your life is. So it's about putting in the work to create the life that you actually desire to live, not one that you have to live. So let's differentiate time management versus energy management. Time management is exactly what it sounds like, and it's what you traditionally think of when it comes to time management and productivity. It's how you allocate your time on specific tasks and activities so that you can get through your to-do list. You can actually start checking things off your list. Great. Where energy management comes in, it's recognizing the humanity aspect that time management does not. Energy management takes into account the fact that we have fluctuating energy levels throughout our day because there's other things to consider when you're human. One is you have emotions, which fluctuate, and hormones that fluctuate. And you have a limited mental capacity, meaning there's only so much you can take at a time. You're limited in that sense. So even though you can perfectly schedule all your to-do items in a 24-hour period because it physically fits in theory, it's not practical because as humans, we're not built to work 24/7. And so that's when you'll find yourself not actually adhering to the to-do list you're setting, because you're planning like you're a machine. You're not planning like you're human. That is the problem. So here are three strategies that can help you combine time management with energy management so you can actually build an appropriate productivity system for your entire life. So the first strategy is related to energy management. So this is when we talk about understanding your energy capacity. So in order to manage your energy appropriately, you actually have to know what that energy capacity is for you. And this is unique to everyone. I'm not here to tell you that your energy capacity is X and mine is Y. I wouldn't know yours, only you will. So the way you can go about determining your energy capacity is you actually have to monitor yourself over a period of time. I did this over several days. So a typical week was good for me, and maybe that might work for you. And what I did was I sort of noticed when I was feeling energized, motivated, ready to take on the day, noted those periods. And then I also know the times where I just felt like, honestly, I was surviving by being on autopilot. I was doing the bare minimum to get through the day because I was just mentally, physically exhausted. I was just not feeling it. And I actually noticed a pattern. I noticed that I get up relatively early, like 6 a.m.-ish almost every day. And I realized that my brain is just ready to ideate, ready to be creative. So that told me that, okay, this is a period of time that I should be doing those types of activities. And then I also noticed the same feeling at the end of the day after a workout. It's like after I worked out, even after a long day of work, I would get this boost of energy, and that would motivate me again, inspire me again. And it's another block of time that I can allocate to creative work. And so that gave me that capacity for those creative tasks. Now, I also noticed that my slump period where I felt like I was on autopilot was in the afternoon, around 2 to 5 p.m. And that really was a time where I noticed that honestly, any action, like even the smallest thing, checking my email, responding to an email, just took so much energy. I was like, oh my God, this is like a 5-minute task, but it's taking me 15 minutes because I'm just tired and done with the day. And I actually noticed that that wasn't a one day thing. It was repetitive over and over again. And so that helps me figure out how I can manage my energy, because now I understand what I'm actually capable of doing during set periods of time. And so that's the premise of energy capacity. So I invite you to monitor your energy levels for your working week and weekend. And that way you can figure out when you're scheduling your times, when you're time blocking or whatever strategy you use, you can schedule those not just based on your availability, but also taking into account your energy levels. Now, a second strategy alongside understanding your energy capacity, I also mentioned that we have a limited mental capacity as well. So this is referred to as mental currency. And what this means is we all have a limited amount of brain power that we can just use continuously. So for me, for example, I figured out that 2 to 3 hours of continuous work, whether that's working on a business, creative work, or even socializing, after that like 3-hour mark, I start honestly just dwindling down. I need a break. I need to go do the next thing, or I just need time to myself. I need to go break a sweat in the gym, go for a bike ride, eat some food, go for a walk to clear my head, something. I just need to stop that activity because I'm just over it. And the interesting part about that is that it's also in the social environment. So I also noticed that like my social battery is around the same amount of time too. If I'm sort of, you know, at a party or hanging out with a group of friends, after that like 3-hour mark, I'm like, okay, what's next? Because something needs to change up here because my brain is going. So that told me a lot. That told me like, okay, I understand when I'm available based on my schedule. I already know my energy capacity from that exercise that I just talked about. So now I know when I'm most energized throughout the day. And I also know when I'm available throughout the day. And now I also know what my mental currency is. So I know how much time I can actually work productively before I start to dwindle down. okay, so I'm starting to figure out things that can be put together to form that sort of optimal productivity system for me. So the way you figure this out for yourself is it's also a monitoring exercise, right? You need to say, okay, let me just try doing this task and time it. Time it. Don't just time how long it takes you to get done, but time it and note that point where you realize like it almost feels like you're dragging yourself along to finish it. And do this with social activities too and see if that sort of lines up. And then you can identify that pattern and what that time block sort of looks like for you and make that connection as I have with my time management. Now, the last strategy that I have for you is related to deep work. And I know that's something that really goes around the productivity, personal development sphere, and rightfully so, because deep work is really a concept where you are focused in an undistracted environment on one thing, and you're setting a block of time of at least a few hours where you can spend that time only doing that task. And what that allocation of time does is it enables your brain to get to this flow state where it doesn't even feel like you have to force yourself to get done what you're getting done. It's just naturally coming in. It's flowing. Ideas are flowing. Your writing is just flowing. Like everything just comes out and it feels almost effortless and enjoyable. So that's the goal of sort of getting to that flow state in deep work. Now, as a successful professional or as an entrepreneur, you are definitely familiar with the concept of deep work, but the issue with deep work, when it comes to having your laundry list of to-do list, your to-do list items, is that you feel like you don't have enough time to have all your deep working sessions throughout the week to actually meaningfully tackle that to-do list. So what do you end up doing? You end up multitasking. And let me just put it out there. Whoever thinks multitasking is productive, it's not. It's not. It feels productive, but it isn't. It feels productive because you're like, look at how much I'm getting done. I'm answering this email while I'm in this meeting. I'm, you know, writing this up as I'm, you know, cooking dinner. Whatever it is you're doing, you're multitasking. It feels like you're getting, you know, two things done at once, killing two birds with one stone. But what's actually happening is your brain focusing on one thing to focusing on another thing. And the problem with that is it's actually straining your brain. What you're doing is you're distracting yourself to focus on another thing. And that is what makes it unproductive because you're not using your brain to its full extent to just focus on the task and get it done in that moment or in that duration instead of hopping back and forth. And so what that means is, although it feels like you're more productive, you could actually have not only in shorter time, but you'll likely have a higher quality output by just focusing on one thing. So it's not just about getting the task done. It's about getting the task done at a high quality bar. So that's what I would say when it comes to multitasking. So how does that relate to deep work? My point is limit to eliminate multitasking as much as possible. I understand it's hard. Like I still find myself multitasking all the time, especially when I feel sort of overwhelmed with all my tasks. And then I have to remind myself, hey, okay, stop, pick one thing and just do this for this block of time. So you have to constantly remind yourself and sort of unlearn the behavior because it is a habit that just comes over time. So what I would say is shifting your multitasking natural instinct to focused deep work. And what you can do is you can use the strategies I've talked about previously in the video, energy capacity, as well as mental currency, to figure out, what those time blocks are for you that make the most sense for you. And then you can allocate that one meaningful activity for that duration and in that time block. All right, guys. So just to recap everything we talked about in this video, I want to make sure you guys are equipped to have your step-by-step process to building or updating your productivity system. So successful professionals, entrepreneurs, this one's for you. So listen out for this. The first thing you need to do is understand that energy management needs to come into play with your time management strategies. This is actually going to enable productivity. Productivity enables efficiency, and that is ultimately what we want to get to because then you can live your life on your own terms. That's the ultimate goal. So how do we do that? First, you need to understand your energy capacity. You need to monitor your days and you need to figure out What periods of day and for how long do you feel at your best, most energized, most inspired, most ready to take on the day? And then when are the periods of the day that you feel the complete opposite, that you feel drained, that you feel over it, you need a break? What are those time periods? Then you can find the overlap between your availability and your energy capacity to see where you should allocate your time blocks to those more creative and ideating types of work versus administrative work and busy work when you're feeling more drained. After that, you take a look at your mental currency and you see how long can you work for. Now you know when you're going to work, but how long can you work for productively, right? There's no sense of doing something for 5 hours if the 2 hours are productive and the rest you're slogging around. You might as well move on to something else. So figure out your mental currency as well through that monitoring process by recognizing what's that tipping point for you personally. And then after you have that, remind yourself to focus on deep work versus multitasking. So assign yourself a clear task for the time block that you set and only focus on that, and then set the next one after that so that you can actually enter that flow state, take advantage of the full extent of your brain, and have that maximum high quality output. All right, guys, that's all I have for you in this week's video. I hope you found this helpful and I hope it improves your productivity system. If you like this video, then go ahead and hit that like button. And of course, as well, hit that subscribe button if you want to stay in the loop for more videos to come. I will see you guys in next week's video.